That's what I was going to do, play me ukulele for you. I never thought of that. I'll have a go now. I'm playing with a guitar pick, which is made out of plastic like the strings. You're not supposed to do it, but it will wear the strings out eventually. But I have some ukulele picks, but they're not big enough and my fingers get tired because you have to put so much pressure on because they're quite thick strings. Anyway. That long enough? If you want another one, just tell me somehow. I don't always have to tell me. I am putting these podcasts onto my YouTube channel, Relaxing Music. If you can find me, there's one called Midges at Dusk, Relaxing Music, Relaxing Ukulele, Relaxing Guitar. There's a picture of me with an acoustic guitar, an electric guitar, and an acoustic ukulele. Because you can get electric ukuleles. They sound like really heavy rock guitars. And some of them. Well, if you put a stick-on microphone on, they do this, they distort it, and it sounds like a sort of really thrash metal ukulele. Sounds quite good. Yeah, I play acoustic guitar, electric guitar, ukulele. I'm not brilliant at any of them. Piano. I used to have an amazing synthesizer, but it sort of got stolen. Yeah, it was £3,500. I was a bit upset about that. And I play keyboard. I used to play drums. I've tried them all. I've tried flute and recorder. And what else have I tried? Banjo. I've had all sorts of instruments and sold them on because kind of gave up because I just don't try hard enough. It is difficult to learn and you have to have a lot of time and determination, and that's the thing. I've had 21 jobs before I even started, so aren't I just about worn out? I don't know, they still want me to be a racing driver, rock star, you name it. You could do this, Ian. Yes, I could 40 years ago, not anymore. That might sound a bit sort of big-headed and sort of spondophilus, but I could have done all these things, but by the time I got there, I was worn out. You know, the last job I had, 300 men, well, the last serious job I had, 300 men turned hostile towards me. My dad forced me to work there, and when I came out, I was half mad. I recovered, had a cycling accident, my mum died, and now I am mad. So they say. The last house I was in, I didn't take my medication for 3 years, and I was okay. The reason I was sort of booted out of that house was because I was working on my late father's car. He gave me the car. I was trying to keep it going. The house got untidy. I was on the job I was doing, a cylinder head swap should have taken half a day. And 13 months later, I was still on with it because things just kept going wrong and I don't know why. It's as if it was getting sabotaged. And why they do that, I don't know. To keep me working, well, were they trying to get me back into a job? I've no idea why they were doing it. But the house got very untidy and suddenly it was too dangerous for me to live in and I had to move here. But then to be here, I have to be ill, so that's probably why they accused me of having mental illness again. I don't know, am I getting a bit technical and a bit nitpicky? I don't know. Well, wouldn't you if you thought you didn't have mental illness and people were saying you did have? Because there's no history of mental illness in my family. People say, but they'd be distant relatives. Yeah, but they're distant relatives, aren't they? My dad didn't have it, my mum didn't have it, none of my grandparents had it, and my grandma had a really tough life. My dad had a tough life and he didn't have mental illness. My mum used to look after a lady down the road who was supposed to have depression. My mum used to say, she hasn't got depression, she just needs someone to talk to. The doctor was giving her tablets and all sorts. My mum used to say, oh, you haven't got depression, you just need someone to coax you out of bed and get you going on the morning. Because once she got out of bed, she was fine. But because she couldn't get out of bed, the doctor said she had depression. I'd hate to think what my mother would say about the psychiatrist who diagnosed me. Because I wasn't giving a heavy metal band a hard time. They were saying, do you want to perform for us, Ian? I was saying, yeah, yeah, yeah. 2 or 3 weeks later, they'd turn up in the pub. In the meantime, people were saying, oh, you don't want to do that. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, you don't do that. Oh, no, no, no. And by the time they turned up, I didn't turn up there. So I was accused of destroying them or wrecking them or spoiling things for them. And it just got ugly. And there were F1 teams interested as well. And people saying, oh, don't do that, you'll get killed. And in the end, I just gave up. Because I could have earned billions or millions and I've got nothing. Well, I got quite a bit when my dad died, but that had to go on food and rent and electricity and gas because they stopped my benefits because I had too much money in the bank. A bit unfortunate because I have nothing now apart from a couple of nice guitars that are now worthless, a nice carbon fibre racing bike, which is also now worthless. And that's all I got out of that house. All my possessions were sort of nicked. Well, I was rushed out and I was given 4 chances to get stuff out. One day my key worker forgot the keys and I couldn't get the stuff in the back of her car. I don't know why they didn't get it. Well, they couldn't get a removal van because of trip hazards and all sorts. They couldn't ask people to go in there and take stuff out. Eventually they got someone to clear the house and I lost all my stuff. Well, I can't end on that. That's a bit sad, isn't it? I forgot a joke. I'll probably tell one I've told you before, but you might not watch these podcasts before, so they might be new. Well, this is a bit sad as well. When I was a kid, at Christmas, my parents bought me a space hopper. That's like a big sort of like a football. It's like a pump-up ball with horns on for kids. You sit and hold the horns and bounce around the garden on them. My brother threw it into the rose bed and burst it. I was telling the psychiatrist in a depressed sort of way how that had happened, and the psychiatrist said, your brother, was he a big obese lad and did he have horns on his head? Anyway.